The drug OxyContin is a powerful medication prescribed by doctors to relieve pain. But, of course, it's also a highly addictive opioid, capable of inducing a heroin-like high and crash. According to the Centers for Disease Control, prescription drugs like OxyContin are now the illicit drugs of choice, especially in rural areas. They lead to more deaths in the U.S. than heroin and cocaine combined. And rural residents are nearly twice as likely to overdose on pills than city dwellers. Well, OxyContin addiction rates are also high among Canada's Aboriginal or First Nation communities. The BBC's Linda Presley reports from the isolated reserve of Fort Hope in northern Ontario.
The only way to get to Fort Hope for most of the year is to fly in. This tiny community of just 1,200 people takes around 3 hours to get to north from Toronto. But it isn't just passengers and regular cargo that arrive on the small planes.
And then here comes the dog, large German Shepherd, trained to sniff for drugs. And it's going right along the line of cases.
On our visit to Fort Hope, the sniffer dog that works with the Anishinaabe Police Service is making a rare visit. And the drug he's most likely to find isn't cocaine or heroin. It's OxyContin, a prescription painkiller that sells on the black market here for up to $600 a pill.
Darren McClendon, canine handler for Anishinaabe Police Service.
So we've just seen your dog Pax in action there, but the dog can actually pick up the scent of OxyContin in pill form.
Yeah, it's actually something that we just started training our dogs for over the last, year or so.
This time, the search drew a blank. Police believe OxyContin pills are trafficked to reserves like Fort Hope after they're stolen from pharmacies, sold by people who have a prescription, or even imported illegally to Canada. And Claude Chum, the police chief, says the people who smuggle it in are getting more sophisticated.
Now they hide the stuff in their bodies, so it's hard to enforce.
Tell me about what your analysis is about why this OxyContin problem is particularly challenging First Nation communities in Canada more than the wider community.
If you look outside, you can see some of the houses that have been around. Like, it's almost like third world living conditions we deal with here. We have people who don't go to school or stay in school. Social problems are high. People are bored. They have nothing to do, most of them. And they look at drugs as a way to kill that pain or emptiness, I guess, that they have.
The captivating beauty of this isolated community with its snow-covered houses conceals the fallout from endemic drug use. Crime is rife. And it's estimated up to 80% of the working age population of Fort Hope are abusing OxyContin. Addiction isn't new for First Nations people. Over the decades, they've battled alcohol, glue and gasoline sniffing, as well as drugs. Dave's one of those who's seen it all. But this time, he says, it's different.
It's a lot worse when you talk about oxys. You see everybody doing it. It's like an epidemic, that's how I see it.
And when was the last time that you used OxyContin?
Yesterday afternoon. I haven't had anything today. I'm just wondering where my next fix is going to come from.
Why do you think that this drug has got such a hold on a First Nation community like Fort Hope?
For myself, personally speaking, I've been through a lot of abuse in one form or another. Every now and then it surfaces, and I need something to cope with it, and that's the only way I cope with it.
People do die from overdoses of it, don't they?
That's right. I lost a buddy this summer. He's 38 years old. He had an overdose, went into a coma and never got up.
According to David Murray, the CEO at the Menuyawin Health Centre, the main hospital facility for people from First Nations reserves in this part of Canada, there's a profound challenge here.
Take away the addiction problem, we realize that we have communities where there are very few educational opportunities and very few job opportunities. What we have to do is make an economic reason for those communities to flourish.
Now, you've been working in health for many years across Ontario. Have you ever seen this kind of health emergency? I mean, is it an emergency? That's what they call it in Fort Hope.
It's an emergency in that, I'm talking to some of the communities, if they don't get a handle on this, they feel their communities are going to be wiped out in a matter of 5 years.
You know, and is that a justifiable worry?
I believe it is.